We're heading back to the US now, where Irish woman Cliona Ward has been detained by US Immigration and Customs Enforcement following a trip to Ireland. She has lived legally in the US for decades and, according to her sister, who also lives there, recently brought her stepmother to Ireland to visit her ill father. PK Hattas is a journalist with the Santa Cruz Sentinel in California. He's been following the story and he told us that he's been speaking to Cliona Ward's sister, Orla Holiday.
Orla Holiday, like her sister Cliona, is a resident here in Santa Cruz County in California. She got in touch with me, or I got in touch with her last Thursday, I believe, and she just told me about what the ordeal her sister has been going through. She's been apprehended by U.S. Customs and Border Protection a couple times after visiting her ailing father in Ireland. She was apprehended on her way back here to the States in Washington State. And her sister described to me, apparently it was about some conviction charges over some drug possession about two decades ago, I'm told, that have since been expunged. And that has led to an ordeal where a federal judge, or rather U.S. Customs and Border Protection, have asked Cliona to appear before a federal judge, even though these charges have been expunged. They want a federal judge to weigh in now. And in the meantime, she's been taken to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center back in Washington State, where she is awaiting a hearing.
What does expunged mean in this context, PK?
In this context, my understanding is that expunged means the charges have been wiped from her record. But I spoke with an immigration expert here in Santa Cruz County recently who said that there's a bit of ambiguity potentially in this case about whether or not expunged would allow her to sort of skirt this process that has now been put before her with the federal judge. There may be some fine print that needs to be evaluated again. Her sister did indeed tell me that it's her understanding that these charges have been expunged or cleared from her record, which has caused them to be confused about why she has been apprehended again.
But she has lived in the United States for 30 years. She's not a citizen, but she does have a permanent green card. And she has come and gone to Ireland and elsewhere, presumably freely in that time.
Indeed, she has. In fact, I believe she's lived here over 40 years. She moved here when she was about 12 years old. She came to Santa Cruz to attend the university here. She has a son here who is chronically ill, by the way, and who Cliona has had to care for with in-home care. And now that she is away, her sister and her son's grandparents, who are in their 80s, have had to step in to provide that care in her absence.
And we all know the current climate that people in the United States are living in and Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. But she is not an illegal immigrant. Nonetheless, is it her previous criminal conviction that is now causing the issue for her in Trump's America?
Right. That's my understanding, at least according to her family. I'm not certainly not an immigration expert, but that's what I'm told by her family. I know she now has legal counsel in Washington State, who's you know, now working with her and preparing her for this court hearing, which they previously believed was coming up May 7th. But I was also just told today by Cliona's sister that's actually now in limbo. Apparently, she hasn't been properly processed yet through the immigration courts, and that makes it impossible for them to set up a hearing date for her. So that means she could potentially be in this facility for several months, she's been told.
And did her sister talk to you? Does she know what the conditions are like in this facility where her sister is?
Yes, she did. Her sister Orla spoke with Cliona today. And that's Monday here in America. The conditions sounded rough. She's there in the detention facility with several other women that are being held. Many of them speak English as a second language, but it's easy for Cleona to tell that they are also terrified, and they've been sort of connecting in other ways. They've been hugging and comforting each other and shedding a few tears together, I'm told.
PK Hatt is a journalist in Santa Cruz in California.